Nearly all its major operations have targeted the U.S. government or American corporations. It makes sense that someone with Assange's views would hate Clinton. She's widely seen, with some justification, as someone who's pretty comfortable with using American military power. She has been consistently in the interventionist wing of the Democratic Party on such issues as the Iraq War, the Libya intervention, and arming the Syrian rebels. When the UK's ITV asked Assange whether he'd prefer Trump as president, this was a core part of his answer. In fact, he implied that Clinton's record made her even more dangerous than Trump. Trump is a completely unpredictable phenomenon. You can't predict what he would do in office, Assange said. Hillary was overriding the Pentagon's reluctance to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. She has a long history of being a liberal war hawk, and we presume that she's going to proceed. Assange clearly sees Clinton as a representative of the worst parts of the American empire. Moreover, he thinks that she, personally, would use the power of the U.S. government to go after his organization. Hillary Clinton is receiving constant updates about my personal situation. She has pushed for the prosecution of WikiLeaks, he told ITV. We do see her as more of a problem for freedom of the press, generally. In Assange's telling, Clinton is an authoritarian imperialist who directly threatens the well-being of his organization, and maybe even his person. No wonder Assange seems to think she's worse than Trump. The murky theory. Is WikiLeaks in league with Putin? But anger at Hillary Clinton doesn't explain how Assange got documents on Clinton in the first place. In the case of the DNC hacks, the answer is about as clear as things can get in cyberspace. The hacker who stole them, who goes by the name of Guccifer 2.0 and claims to be Romanian, is almost certainly a Russian agent, or working for the Russians. The forensic evidence linking the DNC breach to known Russian operatives is very strong. Thomas Ridd, a professor at King's College who studies cybersecurity, wrote at Vice. The forensic evidence that links network breaches to known groups is solid. Used and reused tools, methods, infrastructure, even unique encryption keys. Because of this, it seems overwhelmingly likely that WikiLeaks got the DNC emails from Russian agents. Cybersecurity expert Matt Tate found some direct evidence of this in the WikiLeaks files themselves, including error messages written in Russian, further suggesting a Russian user had control of the documents before WikiLeaks received them. It makes sense that Russia would want to release damning emails against Clinton. In the past few years, the Putin regime has made a point of meddling in Western elections. The goal could be simply to create chaos, or even to help Trump get elected, given that Trump's policy thinking is weirdly pro-Russian. WikiLeaks' role, though, is less than clear. The organization is so opaque, partly due to Assange's confinement in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, that figuring out its inner workings or real motivations is difficult. It's all hard to penetrate, which is ironic for an organization that's devoted to radical transparency. Ben Fitzgerald, the director of the Technology and National Security Program at the Center for a New American Security, tells me. According to Fitzgerald, there are basically two theories for why WikiLeaks would be cooperating with the Russians. The first, and the one that he finds most parsimonious, is that there's a simple alignment of interests. Russia wants to interfere in the U.S. election, so it hacks the DNC and steals its emails. It then hands off the documents to WikiLeaks, which is happy to publish them because it loves revealing secret documents, especially about the United States. The least dramatic scenario is one which is the data is made available to WikiLeaks by Russia, and it's in WikiLeaks' interest to release that, he says. I'm not sure there's high levels of collusion. It's probably more likely a confluence of interests. That's the most logical explanation. The second, and more ominous theory, is that WikiLeaks is actually controlled by Russia, that Assange is either paid by the Kremlin or actively colluding with Russian agents. There's some indirect evidence to support this. Assange used to have a television show on RT, Russia's English-language propaganda outlet. Assange's close friend of many years, a notorious anti-Semite named Israel Shamir, used WikiLeaks.